Oh, well, great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Shantachitta. Cool. It's really weird having somebody introduce you, isn't it? It's like, ooh, is that me? But I just want to say one of the people that I used to go climbing with is Leela Matti, who's here right now. And it's really amazing because we used to go climbing together and now like we're both in the same order and it's just like, it just sort of happened and it's really amazing. Woo! Right. Okay, now I've got to calm down and decide what I'm going to talk about. So I did have a whole load of exciting pictures that I was going to put up on the screen so that you could see what I was talking about. But unfortunately, the screen sharing isn't working. So you're just going to have to imagine it all. So I'm sure you've all got good imaginations, so that'll be all right. When I got asked to give this talk, it sort of, so my brief was, could you give a personal talk on the Dharma, on Buddhism and social activism? And my first response was, I'm not an activist. And I still want to say, I'm not an activist. I'm not an activist. And I think what it is it's like I've got no background in that sort of thing. I didn't go on marches. I wasn't political as a student. I just don't come from that kind of perspective. And actually, I didn't really, when I met activists, I wasn't very keen on them. Because, when you meet an angry vegan, it really puts you off ever wanting to be at all interested in veganism, doesn't it? It's like you just think, I'm not doing that. And so I suppose I had this idea that people who engaged in social action were angry, strident, blaming and judging other people, and quite boring because they would never talk about anything except their thing that they were angry about. So I definitely wasn't one of them. And also, I think when I met the Dharma, I felt like that sort of activism was based in a view that everything would be okay if political change happened or if the right laws were there or, like somehow everything's going to magically be okay if we all just go and kind of sit in the road or something like that. And actually, I just thought that isn't the case. That isn't the case. I can really see that. As long as greed, hatred, and delusion are in people's minds, actually, unnecessary suffering is still going to be arising. And that's where I sort of really, turn towards a Buddhist path rather than any other. But then what happened? Anyway, so then something else happened, which is the reason why I am giving this talk. And actually, I think one of the things was after I had practiced the Dharma for a number of years. What happened was I became more able to be present to the level of suffering or the level of painfulness that I was seeing reported on the media. Whereas before that, I think my own mental states had always got in the way of me being able to engage. So it's like if I heard about climate change, I'd just end up feeling depressed, helpless, possibly angry, and then I would just go numb and switch off. And I would decide, okay, I can't do anything about that, so I'm going to go and do something where I don't just feel really, really miserable about it. But then, with kind of like a number of years of both mindfulness and probably particularly metta, and also I think just having a vision that is like beyond fixing the world. Actually, there's something that shifted in me that meant that I was able to, I don't know, I suppose take in what was happening. And so my involvement in social activism only really, like this is like last year, okay? This is just last year. But then I got so excited about it that I did quite a lot last year. And actually, okay, this coming Sunday, we're going to do a socially distanced street meditation in Shrewsbury. So anyone anywhere near Shrewsbury, turn up in on Sunday. So part of the reason why I turned around was because I was able to take it in. But actually part of the reason also was it became personal. So I think at Tararuaka it's really obvious that you can see a decline, you know, like the swallows didn't come back last year. There are fewer skylarks this year. I moved here 10 years ago, there are fewer curlews. And actually, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And then the question for me is, in a way, I'm not kind of worrying about the system. It's more like I'm thinking, okay, here is this situation. Here am I, like one individual. How can I relate to this in a positive way? You know, like, it doesn't feel okay to just ignore it. It feels like a matter of my personal integrity. It's like, whether I like it or not, I'm sort of complicit in just like this big snowball where it's like, it's very hard for one person to step out and say, actually, do you know what? I don't want to be doing this. Actually, I'd rather be living in a different way. It's very, very hard for one person to be able to do that. So the question became for me, okay, so how can I respond? Here am I, like this one individual, like what can I do? And then I heard about dance, and Shantachitta's just given me a beautiful lead in there, because my first dharmic action, actually just saying about dance, this sort of Dharma Action Network, that was a really important thing for me, because engaging in social action, I wanted it to be a spiritual practice. And I completely wasn't up for going and standing in the street with a banner and kind of going, what do we want? Climate justice. When do we want it? Now. You know, it's just like, no, I just didn't want to do that. But then I heard about this thing about like going and meditating in Marble Arch as part of the XR, Extinction Rebellion. And it was just like Shantachitta said, there was five of us came from Tararuaka and we did have to get up at 3:30 in the morning and we caught the 5 o'clock train from Crewe. And like, boy, were we tired that evening. But at the same time, like, it was fun and it was exciting. And then, you know, we got down there and there was about like maybe 45 of us. And we were doing this sort of like march with pictures of the earth from space on us and sitting down on the roadblock right in the front. And actually like 45 people sitting down and meditating. It's powerful. It's really powerful. And, you know, there were policemen there, there was like stuck traffic honking its horns, there was a whole bunch of, you know, XR people. And we just sat in the road and meditated. And what is it about that? I mean, quite a few of my friends said as well, it's like, it just felt like a really pure action where it's like, and I was sitting there doing the metta bhavana for everybody in the situation. You know, I was doing the metta bhavana for like the people in the big office buildings. I was doing it for the policeman. I was doing it for the lorry driver who was swearing at us. And then you get all the passers-by that, because I think, you know, it's a shame I don't have the pictures, because it's such a powerful thing to do. Just to sit down, you know, even just on the pavement and close your eyes and meditate for all beings. It's like you're making yourself very, very vulnerable. You can't see what's going on. It's like the opposite of being angry and aggressive. And I mean, I just go really mythic about it because my yidam is Maitreya, who you might be able to see behind me actually. And mythically, Maitreya embodies metta or kindness. And the story of how he gets his name is he sits down at the crossroads, at the gates to a city where it's really, really busy. And he just sits there and he meditates on metta, on loving kindness. And what else was it about that? So I suppose that was such a positive experience. Like after that, and it you know, after the 45 of us meditating, I mean, it felt like we really grounded all the energy in that air, in that, you know, that where we were. It really felt like we'd had quite an effect on that part of the protest. And afterwards, I mean, I just felt like I'd been on an intensive meditation retreat. I felt really like connected to all the people that I'd been meditating with. And I just thought, I want to do more of this. So then I did. So that one was like a really big one where we were joining in with this like big XR protest. The next couple I went on, they were really small. So again, it was this get up at silly o'clock and get down to London in a day. But you can do it. And so the next two, it was meditating outside the Barclays AGM in Westminster. And the one after that was meditating outside the Shell investors meeting just over the road. And there was probably like 6 to 8 of us there. Yoga Ratna was there for the Barclays one. And you'd think, oh, well, what sort of impact are 6 to 8 people going to have on what Barclays decide to do? You just think, oh, you couldn't have an impact. But actually, it's, you know, we just all, it was this really crisp, clear day. And we all just sat down in a row and we were wearing these blindfolds. Our placards are saying like Barclays blind to the climate crisis. So again, like even the passers-by can see that we can't see. Again, it's like you're deliberately making yourself really vulnerable. And we put ourselves right next to the entrance. So you've got all the Barclays investors going in, the board, they're driving in their big cars, people are walking in their kind of like sharp suits. And they have to walk right by you. And you're not angry, and you're not shouting, and all the passers-by are taking pictures, you know, everyone has their phone out, the journalists turn up. Within an hour and a half, we were on national news on the, you know, in all the papers, and that was just like 7 of us sitting there meditating on the pavement. I think it's just this sense of, like embodying what we're wanting, you know, like embodying the response. It's like, I want to embody contentment. I want to embody, you know, I'm sitting here because I care about the world, because actually I'd rather we weren't doing this. And I think it's really powerful for people to see that embodied. At the Shell investors meeting, I was one of the people giving out leaflets to the investors and the board going in and out. And if they were interested, I was getting into conversation with them, and I was surprised actually how many people wanted to get into conversation with me. And to start off with, they'd be quite defensive and they'd say things like, oh, I bet you go on holiday by plane. And I'd say, well, actually, I went to Spain by train. And, you know, so they'd sort of be quite defensive and you could see that they were feeling blamed. But then, because I wasn't being sort of like angry and kind of, you know, it's like I try to sort of turn it and just say, oh, well, do you think there's a problem? You know, what would you do? And I think there was one guy in particular who I think might have been on the Shell board. And I had quite a long conversation with him, and it really turned from him being very defensive, very sort of like batting me away, to him saying, oh yeah, no, actually, I really worry for my daughter. And suddenly it's like, it wasn't like a protester hassling a member of the Shell board. It was more like there were two human beings saying, oh yeah, no, we're all embroiled in this mess. It's like, we're all involved. No one's to blame. How are we gonna, you know, what are we gonna do? And it was like, it's like we were both on the same side. So I found having, you know, having conversations like that with people, like really moving, and, you know, like what I want to do, because it's not like I think the people on the Shell board are kind of like evil devils with like horns and tails, you know. In a way, they don't want it happening either, but anyway, it's sort of like everyone's trapped in the same situation. So all those ones were kind of organised by other people. So then I thought, oh, well, it can't be that hard. I'll have a go at organising some. I run an outreach group. I run West Wales Buddhist Group in Aberystwyth. And, you know, we're only a little group, but I thought, well, I'll just email everybody, and then I'll email the local XR groups, and then I'll email the other meditation groups, and then there's a peace choir, I'll email them as well, and I'll email Youth Strike for Climate. And anyway, and before you know it, we had a whole party. So we went and meditated outside Barclays Bank, and it's Barclays because they're the biggest funders of fossil fuel projects in Europe. And I reckon we probably got about 60 of us there, all told, and probably about 20 from my Sangha. And it's like I was completely saying, oh, you know, I know social action won't be everyone's cup of tea, but, you know, if you fancy joining me, we're going to do this. And we set it all up. Anyway, well, I don't have time to tell you, but it was gorgeous. It was really gorgeous. Okay, what shall I tell you? So we were doing the whole meditation with blindfolds and placards things, and for those of us who were meditators. And then the police got called, and we weren't doing anything illegal at that point. Just to say, like, to sit on the pavement, if you're not blocking the highway, actually that is completely legal. You know, nobody can arrest you. You're just making your point. So all that bit was totally legal. And then three of us, me and two others, we went and meditated inside Barclays. Now, they didn't like that. They didn't like that. But again, it's just like, we just walked in, we sat down, and I just started doing the Metta Bhavana for all the bank staff, who were just completely freaked out. You know, they were just like, oh my goodness, what's happening here? And, you know, in a way, it's not to do with them, is it? You know, they're just, you know, they just got a job and they're feeding their families. Anyhow, so there I was doing the Metta Bhavana inside Barclays, and the sergeant comes in and starts cautioning me and saying that I'm going to get arrested. I tell you, it really helps you concentrate in your meditation. But we told them we were just going to meditate for a fixed period of time and then leave, which we did. But I think I just want to express, like, the level of positive emotion I end up feeling on these actions. It's like when I stood up, I just had such overwhelming love and gratitude for, you know, for the policemen trying to do their job in a difficult situation, for the bank staff just being a bit freaked out, but they weren't, you know, and I just ended up walking around the bank like saying, thank you so much, thank you so much. And then we went outside, and then when we tried to go back in again, the policemen wouldn't let us in. And I tried to get through, but they really wouldn't let me. So we had all these rose petals. So we scattered the policemen with rose petals, and then we meditated outside the bank doors, and then they shut the bank early. And then we tried to offer the policemen cake, but apparently they can't accept cake on duty in case you've kind of poisoned it or something like that. But we did try to get them to accept cake. And after that action, actually, like at the end, the sergeant who'd been cautioning me, he came up to me at the end, and basically he just rejoiced in our merits for about 10 minutes. You know, he was beside himself. You know, he just said, okay, I've policed so many protests. I've been in the police 35 years, and I have never seen one as, you know, as powerful and as good as this one. And he was saying, you really made your point, but, you know, I didn't feel any anger from you. I didn't feel any aggression, even when we were stopping you getting the bank. And to me, that was a really important moment, because I'd set up the whole protest, you know, where we met beforehand and we contacted our intention. You know, what did we want to bring to this situation? And it wasn't anger and hatred, and it wasn't blame and judgment. You know, everyone was saying things like, I'd like to bring awareness, I'd like to bring compassion, I'd like to bring love. And we had enacted that. How we were was what we were trying to say, actually, like, this is what we want in the world. And then that had been witnessed, you know, that sergeant had really seen that we weren't against him, and we weren't against the bank. We were just saying, oh, and he also said, and I think any right-minded person would be behind your aims. And I thought, great, you know, next thing, we're going to have him meditating next to us. Yeah, so that was completely gorgeous. So then that was so good, I thought, oh, we'll do another one. And this was the Earth Strike, you know, or the big Earth Strike to support Youth Strike for Climate. So there was a big march in Aberystwyth, and I really wanted us to participate, but also I wanted us to do it in a way that it was a spiritual practice. Because you know what it's like on a march, you just sort of like tail along, walking incredibly slowly and feeling slightly bored, and like actually it doesn't raise the level of your consciousness or anything. So we ended up again all dressing in black, all wearing placards, and I got as many singing bowls and gongs as I could find, and I told everybody to bring anything that they had. And we ended up doing this sort of ritual meditative walk where just everybody, as they went, I had this massive gong going dong, and you know, everybody had these bells or whatever. And partly it was just very beautiful, and partly it was unusual. It was striking. People looked. I mean, I think when you see a protester with a banner kind of like yelling, actually most people aren't that interested. But there's something about like making a really strong statement from a place of love and a place of beauty that actually is a lot more powerful than if you're doing it from a place of anger and blame. Like people really don't know what to make of it. Like there's sort of, it's almost like there's shock on their faces. And so that again was really beautiful, and I'd invited to that. There's an insight meditation group that meets in Mac, and they'd come along. And again, I had people after that that I'd not met before, and I don't think they really do ritual in that group. I think it's sort of like straight meditation. And we'd done this whole thing, and the leader of that group had been a little nervous about it, but anyway, I think it was fine. And again, like, so, you know, one of those people came up to me at the end, and she just said, thank you so much for letting me participate in that. You know, that was an honour to be part of that. And it's because actually if you have like 20 or 30 people and everyone is coming together out of a positive intention, it's like being in a shrine room. You get this, you know, you just get this sort of positive wave where... Anyway, I'm not sure what I can say about it. It's like being in a really good puja or something like that. And so it's like, in a way, it's like, it's great for everyone participating. And I think it is much more powerful for people encountering that as well. So it's both kind of amazing and more effective, in my opinion. Okay. So that is all the social actions I've been on. And I didn't go to the October one because I was on my 5-year ordination reunion at Akashavana. But I really would like to go on some more. Yeah, what else should I say? Does anyone know how I'm doing on time? Oh, well, I'll just keep going for a little bit. So back in November, Tararoka put out a statement declaring an ecological emergency, and that's because this, and it's interesting actually, you're trying to get like the trustee, and that was from the trustees and the community, and you're trying to get everybody behind it, and we managed to get everybody enough behind it to kind of like put it out there, which was just great. And then of course you have all the people who aren't happy with that, which actually is fair enough, and mostly it's people feeling that it's, so we're feeling this is an ethical issue and this is a spiritual issue. And then some people are feeling this is a political issue and it's important that Tararoka is welcoming to everyone, no matter what their political opinions. But actually I felt like that was completely fine. Like everyone who got back to us about it, we just had like a good conversation. And I do feel like it's just really important for people to be able to talk about it and not... There's no actual need to get polarised, you know, we can just have a like, oh, that's your opinion, oh, that's your opinion. So, yeah, there was that. And probably just to finish off, I've got two areas which I'm so not going to talk about now, but I'm hoping I'm going to explore them with the Sheffield Earth Metta Sangha. Lila Matty's given me the opportunity to come and explore some Dharma stuff with the Sheffield Earth Metta Sangha. And there's two areas that I'm particularly interested in around how the Dharma relates to social action. And so one is about how a wisdom perspective, like bringing a really strong perspective around impermanence, insubstantiality and dukkha, how that can really sort of feed into a perspective that's also about compassion and and wanting to alleviate suffering and not wanting bad things to happen to the environment. But often I feel like there's this sort of polarization where it's like, I do the Metta Bhavana and I sit in my Buddhist center and I don't want to do social action. And then there's kind of like, but compassion and ethics are where it's at and I really need to do social action. And why are you just sitting in your Buddhist center? And so there's this sort of polarization which feels a little unnecessary. And I feel that would be a very, very exciting area to explore. And the other dharmic area that I'm finding it quite exciting thinking about, it's about mental states. And it's so hard to let our psyches come into contact with something like climate change or the crash in biodiversity. Like, it's really, really hard to encounter that without going into all sorts of unskillful mental states, like horrified anxiety, like fear, and also like guilt. And I'm very, very interested in looking at how it's possible to come into relation with those areas without a sense of guilt. Yeah, I'm not saying any more about that, but I think I feel like guilt is such a thing that makes people feel like, if I take this on, I will feel so bad about myself and the human race, I just won't be able to handle it, so therefore I'm not going to look at it. So I'm just very, very interested in unpacking that, because I don't think guilt is necessary. And I think it's very, very unhelpful, very, very unhelpful. So I'm looking forward to exploring those with the Sheffield Earth Metta Sangha. And I'll probably just finish off by saying there's something for me about social action in this sense of spiritual practice where, like, I'd love it if there was an effect in the outside world. You know, I'd love it if it meant that Shell investors decide that they're going to pressure the board to make different decisions. I would love it if the government puts different laws into place. Do you see what I mean? I'd love it if there was an external effect. But in a way, I can't do it from that place. It's like I have to do it from a place of like, I'm just going to sit here as a ritual act, like as a good act in its own right. And I'm just going to sit here and say, I care. With my integrity as a spiritual practitioner, I just want to, you know, I can't just go along with this. It's like this sort of act in its own right that's worth doing for its own sake. And I really believe that that will have effects, but it's a bit hard to see what they're going to be. But nonetheless, it's like I can really trust that that does something. And also, you know, I owe it to the world and I owe it to myself to have that level of integrity. Yogaratna was really careful not to say, I just want to say, come on social actions, they're really fun. They're really fun. You won't end up feeling all miserable. they're really fun. Come on some. And if you haven't been on any yet, anyway, if anyone wants to start one, I've written a PDF about like a sort of newcomer's guide to how to run a simple social meditation social action. It's not hard at all. It's easier than organising a party. Okay, I'm going to leave it there.
Thank you very much for your interest in you. That's really wonderful.